Hi there, I'm Cameron Line. On Monday, I spoke with Sam Toya, the president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association, fresh off the heels of the Pritzker administration releasing Phase 4 guidelines that start this Friday. Among those guidelines allow bar and restaurants to offer indoor seating for the first time in months. I spoke with Sam Toya on Monday about what these new regulations mean and whether they'll be going away anytime soon. I know there's some more twists and turns in the city of Chicago that don't apply to the rest of Illinois, but are there any other big highlights that people should be aware of starting this Friday?
So we're very happy that the governor and his team confirms that the state is ready to safely reopen on June 26th with social distancing. That means tables have to be 6 feet apart with PPE in place, which is personal protective equipment like face covering, hand sanitizers, gloves. Again, we all know that the restaurant industry is a highly regulated and frequently inspected by public health officials. So restaurant owners, operators are ready for America 2.0. We got some great safety protocols in place. As you mentioned, the city of Chicago is a little bit more restrictive. One thing we do like is that they're both the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois are moving into phase four on June 26th, the same day. However, in the city of Chicago, it will be 25% of capacity with 50 people max per room. So that's a little harder to do in the city of Chicago unless you already had al fresco. But the economic model just doesn't really work when you're doing 25% capacity.
And so, Sam, now that the Phase 4 guidelines are released and the Restore Illinois plan says Phase 5 doesn't really start until there's a vaccine, should we be thinking of these guidelines as how restaurants will have to operate for the indefinite future?
Yes, you know, the governor and his team are going to obviously look at this every, 14 to 28 days to see if we can move into different phases for venues, because you still only can have 50 people or less if you're doing in a party room or so. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we might, you know, to get into phase five, that's when everything's open again. But we could see if we keep the trend on the downturning of the coronavirus here in the state of Illinois, which the governor and his team have done a very good job. We see other states that are spiking like Florida, Texas, Arizona, California. But here in the state of Illinois, we've done a good job. We're ready to move into phase four with social distancing and PPE in place. But hopefully if we keep the downturn on the coronavirus, we will see that maybe we can have venues of up to 100 people or 250 people. But right now, if you're doing a private party, it has to be 50 people or less.
What kind of input did you and the Restaurant Association have in putting these guidelines together? And are there any aspects in the plan that you still oppose?
No, I got to say that we were part of the process, over the last month. Basically, we were advocating for social distancing, 6 feet, because that's what all the doctors and scientists will say. Number one is social distancing. Number two is face covering. So we were at the table. We made our case. The governor, made his case that he wanted to keep it in place until the end of June, which looks like was the right decision to make as we see what's going on in Florida, Texas, Arizona, and California now.
Yeah. At least here in West Central Illinois, and of course, that's very different than Chicago and some of the bigger cities. But I've noticed a lot of restaurants kind of seeming to be forced to innovate somewhat through this pandemic and shutdown. And they've started to do things like that would be good for business after COVID, like setting up online delivery systems and touchless transactions. As hard as this has been on restaurants, are there ways in which you've seen that some businesses maybe have strengthened their services through this?
Cameron, that's a very, very good point you're making. Yes. I think before the pandemic, we saw a lot of restaurant owners, operators probably not promoting themselves as much as they will in the future on doing a third-party delivery, curbside pickup and pickup. I think maybe that used to be like maybe anywhere from 5 to 10% of their business. I think going forward, it will be 20% of their business. And then, like you said, people will be able to use their smartphones to order off their smartphones so they don't have to, touch menus and stuff like that. So I think we in the restaurant industry are ready to move into America 2.0. We got some safety protocols in place. And as I mentioned, we're a highly regulated and frequently inspected by the public health officials, and we're ready for this.
So you think that restaurants, because they're so highly regulated with their health standards already, that You think possibly the restaurant industry is more prepared to deal with these guidelines as opposed to maybe some other industries?
I do, just because of the industry that we're in. We got some great safety protocols in place, and all restaurant owners, operators care about the safety and health of their guests and their team members. So I do believe as we move forward, you will see that the restaurant industry is ready for this because we are, again, highly regulated and frequently inspected by public health officials. And, again, we know when customers come into our restaurants, they want to see the social distancing. They want to see the face coverings being worn by their team members. Remember, we also want a pledge from, you know, it's a pledge from restaurant owners, operators to the customers. But to the customers, we need them making sure they're wearing their face covering when they come into the restaurant. When they sit at the table, they can take it off. If they have to get up and go to the restroom, please put your face covering back on. You know, we'll make sure that team members are, you know, are make sure they're washing their hands every 30 minutes. That's one of the other guides the governor put in, and we'll have hand sanitizers all over the place. But restaurant owners, operators know this is what customers want to see as we move forward.
What kind of shape is the Illinois restaurant industry in right now after months of shutdowns and limited ways they can offer services?
Well, it has been devastating to the restaurant industry here in the state of Illinois, throughout the whole country.
Yeah.
We started the year in the state of Illinois with over 594,000 people working in the restaurant food service industry here in Illinois. As of last month, 321,000 of them were either on unemployment or furlough. That's more than 50%. We started out the year with over 25,000 restaurants here in the state of Illinois, and the National Restaurant Association is estimating over 20 to 25% of the restaurants will not reopen. That is 5,000 restaurants throughout our great state.
That's really sad. Do you have any data or knowledge on whether, given that figure that you gave, 20 to 25% of restaurants not reopening after all this, do you think that would be more or less severe for smaller towns and more rural parts of the state, or do you have any idea on that?
You know, I think it's going to be probably throughout the whole state, from Rockford to Chicago to Champaign to Springfield. I do believe it will be out throughout the whole state. We will see some of our great restaurants not opening here in the state of Illinois. That's why one thing that we also have been pushing at the federal level is we need a restaurant recovery fund bill to help the restaurants, because restaurants are the soul of every neighborhood here in the state of Illinois and throughout the country. What I mean by that is that, you know, there's estimated $140 billion still left in PPP funds, but we'd like to see that driven to a restaurant recovery fund to help restaurants like they've done with the airlines, like they do with the cruise industry, like they've done in the past with the bank industry and the auto industry, because restaurants are the backbone of every neighborhood when it comes to small business. We are the largest private sector employer in the state of Illinois, and the restaurant industry is the second largest private sector employer in the United States.
Is there any way you can quantify how much of a drag that it's been on the Illinois economy to have restaurants closed or have their services and staffs reduced, given what you just said there?
Yes. So we were predicted that we would do $30 billion in sales here in the restaurant industry in the state of Illinois for 2020. Last month alone, we lost $600 million in sales alone. If you think about that, $30 billion in sales, that's over $3 billion in sales tax going to local municipalities and to the state. So it is devastating, not just to towns like Rockford, Chicago, Peoria, Champaign, and Springfield, but to the state government as well.
And just to try to finish on a positive note, do you see a way in phase four for restaurants to begin to recover and begin to have a little, just something to be positive about going forward?
Yes. You know, the hospitality industry is all about bringing people together. And I think people here in the state of Illinois are ready to get out and go to one of their favorite independent local restaurants and support them. Restaurant owners and operators want to make sure they're bringing their dedicated team members back as well. And restaurant owners, operators are the ultimate entrepreneurs. We're ready for this. We're ready for America 2.0, and we're ready to give a great experience in our Illinois restaurants that you only can get here in Illinois.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Sam. I'm sure it's a busy day for you, but we appreciate your time so much.
Thank you, and thank you to your listeners.
That was Sam Toya, the president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association, for Monday on Galesburg's Evening News. Every weekday at 5:10, you can catch a new interview with a local newsmaker and sometimes some news from around the state or even the country. That's every weekday at 5:10 on Galesburg's Evening News.